Hi, I'm Alan from LRV Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Today, let's dive into one of the most anticipated executive condominium in the East, Revel EC. Located in the heart of Tampines, this project has generated a lot of strong interest from first-time buyers and HDB upgraders who are drawn to the convenience, amenities, schools, and malls that this mature estate has to offer. As usual, I'll walk you through the key project details, followed by the SWOT analysis to help you decide whether this is a can buy or buy buy. Revel is a 99 years leasehold executive condominium in District 18, located along Tampines Street 95. This site spans about 22,000 square meter, with a maximum gross floor area of around 56,000 square meter. The land parcel was hotly contested, attracting 5 bidders. Sim Lian and his partner secured the site with the highest bid of 465 million. Based on HBOR data analysis, the land cost worked out to about 768 per square feet per plot ratio. After factoring in construction costs, financing, professional fees, and marketing costs, the estimated break-even is around 1,380 per square feet per plot ratio. Assuming a healthy developer profit margin of about 25%, launch price could potentially start from around 1,725 per square feet and above. For comparison, the recent EC launch, Costa Cabana, moved about 67% of its units during launch weekend and an average price of 1,734 per square feet. Given Revel's stronger location, prices here are likely to be higher. This development will have 572 residential units across 11 blocks, designed as a family team development inspired by modern style living. Facility will include full condo facilities such as a 50-meter lap pool, clubhouse, gym, children water play area, BBQ pavilion, and lush landscaping. One standout feature is the elevated clubhouse positioned away from the residential block, offering residents a greater sense of privacy and exclusivity. Unit range from 3-bedroom to 5-bedroom layout. A 3-bedroom premium, about 82 square meter. 3-bedroom premium plus study, about 86 square meter. 4-bedroom units, 97 to 110 square meter. For the 5-bedroom units, up to 128 square meter. For the larger unit, especially the 5-bedroom, are likely to be highly sought after by multi-generation families. Maintenance fees are as follows. All 3-bedrooms and the 4-bedrooms that have a share value of 6 are paying $390 per month. As for the bigger 4-bedroom and the 5-bedrooms are paying $455 per month. Let's take a quick look at the floor plans. Firstly, the 3-bedroom premium unit, which measures about 883 square feet. It comes with 3 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms. The common bedroom are approximately 9 square meter each, while the master bedroom is slightly larger at about 12 square meter. The unit features an enclosed kitchen with a household shelter located at the rear. The aircon latch is positioned outside and is not part of the strata area. Moving on to the 5-bedroom unit, this is a spacious layout at around 1378 square feet. It includes 3 common bedrooms, a junior suite, and a master bedroom. There is both a dry and wet kitchen configuration, with the service yard and household shelter also at the back of the house. An expansive balcony extends across the living and dining area, providing additional outdoor space. First, the location. Tampines is a mature regional center with malls, schools, healthcare, and employment nodes nearby. Connectivity is excellent, with easy access to PIE, TPE, the CBD, and Changi Airport. Popular primary schools are also within 1 km away, something many Singaporean families prioritize. Mature estate like Tampines historically enjoy strong resale demand. That is why I always say, buy a place where the heartlander live in. Tampines itself is a very livable town itself. But most importantly, buy a location where there is strong resale demand. Always remember, there must be liquidity. Second, this is one of the very rare EC within walking distance to an MRT station. Tampines West MRT station is only minutes walk away. How to go wrong? By cutting across the yet-to-be-completed Pinery Mall, as it has direct access to the MRT station. This means Revel EC will appeal to a broad appeal of future resale buyers. Third, the developer Sim Lian Group has a strong track record in building EC and is very familiar with the Tampines area, as having developed Tampines Treasure as well as Oriole EC in Tampines North. Sim Lian is also the same developer that has successfully sold Emerald of Katong last year. Lastly, EC offer a pricing advantage compared to private condos, with new private launches easily exceeding 2,000 per square feet. EC buyers enjoy a lower entry price and potentially upside after the minimum occupation period. Let's talk about their winners. No doubt, today EC is a far cry from those that are selling below 1,000 per square feet in the last decade. No choice, brother and sister. Even HDB today is easily surpassing $1 million mark in both Punggol and Sengkang. This means prices for EC will continue to hold north. From what we can see from past EC state tender, they are awarded from Sembawang to Woodland. They wouldn't be cheap anyway. EC itself also have a lot of restrictions, such as income ceiling to citizenship. There is also the 5 years MOP before you can sell them. But I think such restrictions are fair, as EC itself already have a comparative advantage. Another complaint I have is the size. Let's face it, they are small. The smallest 3-bedroom at 82 square meters are indeed very challenging to live in. If you have a small family, then I think this is still acceptable. But if you have a family of 4, it's good to get a bigger unit instead. Tampines continue to benefit from future development and transformation plan, which will enhance livability and property value. Historically, easy then to see price appreciation after full privatization. A notable example is Hunger Pump Residence, which achieved significant gain after MOP. Just look at the level of profit some owners have achieved. It's truly remarkable. Buyers who purchased a 3-bedroom unit back in 2017 were able to sell at close to 2,000 per square feet, which translates to about $1 million gain in under 9 years. That's roughly a 220% profit, with an annualized return of close to 10%, which speaks for itself. Having said that, we should not expect the same level of return to repeat for Revel. Market conditions today are vastly different. However, it is still likely to be a stable asset that you can hold with confidence without losing sleep over your purchase. Additionally, the nearby mixed-use project, Pinery Residence, is expected to launch very soon. If its selling price hover around 2,500 per square feet, Revel could enjoy a substantial price advantage of about 500 to 600 per square feet. A similar scenario played out only last year when Aurea of Tampines, which is an EC, was priced significantly below Pakta Residence, which is an integrated development. Such a pricing gap highlights Revel's clear competitive advantage, particularly when it eventually enters the resale market. So, where will the demand be coming from? Well, look no further. HDB upgraders coming from MOP HDB flat in Tampines North, Tampines West, and other parts of the East to Punggol and Sengkang. Most will have profit tremendously from the BTO flats. Buying a resale EC to invest or to rent it out is also a high possibility. After MOP, rental demand could be supported by tenants working at Changi Business Park, Tampines Regional Centre, and the airport. Here, let's talk about the potential threats. First, we have a global geopolitical uncertainty, from US trade tension to rising tariffs, which could impact the broader economy. The property market also faced a lot of uncertainty, especially with private home prices currently at an all-time high. While prices may continue to trend upwards, the pace of growth is likely to moderate going forward. We are also seeing signs of a softening labor market, which could mean EC buyers are becoming more cautious, as this group tend to be more price sensitive. That said, as long as Singapore continues to adapt and transform its economy, job prospects should remain resilient, a point often highlighted by Deputy Prime Minister Kam Kin Yong. Finally, there is competition from upcoming EC in the pipeline. However, since most of these are located in the west part of Singapore, the direct impact on Revel EC in Tampines is expected to be relatively limited. So, in conclusion, can buy or buy? Here, if you are a family looking for space, lifestyle and private condo living at a more affordable entry price, Revel EC is definitely a strong can buy. However, buyers should not assume huge profit in the future. Like any home purchase, the primary objective should be long-term living. Any capital appreciation should always be considered as a bonus. Here, e-application run from 6 to 16 March, with price to be released on 18 and 19 March. If you are interested to find out more, feel free to contact me and I'll be more than happy to send you the e-brochure. Here, thank you for watching.